shoot. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot. Salty Saw. The weather's getting warmer in PA. The pants are coming off. The titties are coming out. What's going on?
Yeah, buddy. Hello, my fellow Neanderthals. Yeah, exactly. The House passes a 1.9 trillion monstrosity called the American Rescue Plan. We'll talk about that, what's all included in there, but Biden is expected to sign it on Friday. Not one Republican voted for it, but unity, folks. Unity. All right. A new sexual identity came out, and I'm behind that. A super straight male. Hello.
Wow.
Hello. We'll talk about that. Also, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, Smollett, are starting a GoFundMe account. They've been cut from the royals' fortune and need a way to pay for some of that those mansions that they got. All right, we're going to cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty
Show.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. We are going to get right into this. Now, we do apologize. We are a little late. We had some unscheduled things that happened. Well, actually, no, you guys had that schedule, right? You guys went. What happened? What did you guys end up doing?
So we were supposed to have a gymnastics meet for Laura in Las Vegas on Sunday morning. And on Tuesday evening, we get a text, an email saying that their gym has pulled out of the meet and decided not to attend and to close for 2 weeks because a couple of young ladies got COVID. So,
we're going to get into the COVID
Let's punish them all. But you know what? Really quick, I just have one quick question for you. What Chinese products can you live without? Do you have
all
one quick?
Orange chicken.
What Chinese product can you live without?
Wait, hold on. When you say a Chinese product, things that Chinese make or things that the Chinese invented? What do you mean Chinese products?
Chinese own it. They make Chinese product. They make it. They own it. They invented it. Anything that TikTok. Chinese product.
TikTok. I can live without TikTok. So,
okay. Well. Hold on. Let me answer. I'll go ahead and answer. I'll go ahead and answer. Joe Biden.
Yes. See, you said it. You set that one up for me, and I completely missed it, man.
I know. I gave you the chance to answer it and everything.
I failed. All right. Okay. Let's unpack what happened this week. The American Rescue Plan. Now, for those of you, okay, so this is the COVID relief bill. What is it? The third one or the second one that now that they're releasing now. If you remember, and the news media is coming out defending Biden. But how much did they originally promise, Tim?
$2,000.
Okay. And now it's $1,400. And on top of that, a bunch of shit. A bunch. We're going to talk about some of this stuff. But I want to play this TikTok video for you, the thing that I can live without, because COVID is now being used, this bill is being used as reparations. It's, and we said this, we've been saying this all along, that the Democrats were going to use this to advance all the things that they wanted to do, including the election. And they've gotten away with the election, and they're about to pass a monstrosity, like I called it at the beginning. Let me play for you this video, okay? Because everything that's in this bill is just garbage. It's the Democrats bailing out their friends, lining their pockets. But this guy on TikTok gives a good illustration of what this bullshit is. And so let me play this for you guys.
Biden fucking sucks. So listen to this. The $1.9 trillion stimulus bill that Biden's trying to get through. Here's the bill. And here's our portion, the $1,400 portion. That's it.
For the listener, What would you say that? That's the size of two phone books?
Yeah, it's 600 pages.
Okay. I mean, it looks like
it's two reams of paper, right?
It's huge. It's a huge pile. And then he draws comparison on what is for the relief package for the COVID relief bill, because all these governors locked down states and cities across America, and we're finding out that it wasn't a good thing. We'll talk about that. And it's what, two pages for just what it's the American Rescue Plan or whatever they called it. But it's just a bunch of pork and it's just a bunch of helping each other out. And I'm going to continue playing this because he covers a couple things that are included in this bill. And it shouldn't surprise us. But this is what big government is, folks.
And that's the entire bill right there. $1.9 trillion. Here's some highlights of what these fuckers have in this bill. Remember, these are our tax dollars. We've already paid into the system. Here's what we're going to pay out. $35 million to Howard University. $10 million to maintain Native American languages. $1 billion. What? Get this. $1 billion for vaccine confidence activities so we can become more confident about this stupid fucking vaccine. $6 billion funding.
They call it vaccine confidence, but it's indoctrination. They use these nice, beautiful phrases like the American Relief Bill or whatever, Rescue Plan. Bullshit. It's just a bunch of pork. Same thing with what he just mentioned. It's just another way to advance leftist ideas. Oh, get used to the vaccine. No, you're trying to brainwash people. I'm going to keep playing this.
For Indian health, $750 million Native American housing. $280 million Indian community development, $500 million tribal governments. If you're a tribal government, you get an extra $500
million. $500 million. There's another part of this bill that pissed me off, where they're bailing out. It says this, they're bailing out black farmers, but not white farmers.
Okay. What again, about Mexican farmers?
This is
or again, Hispanic farmers.
They're using it as reparations, but you look online, and the Democrats are praising this as an accomplishment. Meanwhile, everybody's looking at this and saying, "Folks, they said 2,000. You're not even getting 2,000, and on top of that, it's just a bunch of garbage." Yeah.
You are getting 2,000. Now what they're saying is you got 600 to start in December. So
yeah.
600 plus 1,400 is 2,000. So we didn't lie to you.
Yeah.
We didn't lie to you. You got 2,000. We just gave you the 1,400 to make the 2,000. Last I checked, Trump wanted to give 2,000 and even more. He said, go big or go home. And Pelosi, oh, no, you can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. She held it up because she wanted to put in bridges for Cuomo, subways or a rail system from Silicon Valley to San Francisco, some bullshit. Like, it's going to nonsense. Mm-hmm. Like that gentleman pulled out. He goes, this is the portion of what American people get.
Right.
It's two pages. I've been saying all along, this bill should have been two pages. One page for the people. One page for small business, because they were forced to shut down and they still need relief. Okay. It should have been two pages. That's it. But now what they did was, with that relief package, they lowered the criteria on who can get the checks. So based on your 2019, it was like 75,000, but they were like, oh, we're going to lower this because we got to fund all this other crap. So people that got the original 2,000, you know, back in the Trumpy days,
mm-hmm.
are not getting relief this time. They're not getting shit. And they voted based on, I'm going to get a check.
Yeah.
So a lot of people got lied to.
Well,
they voted based on a damn check, which the they Democrats were stupid. They were foolish.
Carry the liberal media carries their water, and they make excuses. They won't report this bullshit. Look. Along with what's been happening, because again, we're getting this relief bill for a made up pandemic, a plandemic. Okay. I'm not saying that the virus does not cause issues. But if we wouldn't have heard, and if it wouldn't have been caused the pandemic, this would have been just any other virus that people should be careful with. This is the God honest truth, folks. It's the God honest truth. Now we're facing lockdowns and mask mandates, and they've ended in a lot of different states right now. In this past week, in Texas and Mississippi, and I think I've lost count. I think it's six now, or I don't know how many states now have ended the mask mandate and the lockdowns. Now you got to remember, there were some states that didn't play along with this. I think North and South Dakota, they've been open almost this whole time. So
Georgia, Florida.
Yeah. All these states.
I have a list.
So all these states that are now open, shortly after Texas announced TikTok, Twitter, it was trending. I hate it here. People were upset that Texas decided to open. And Gina Carano, she came out with a tweet, and I agree with her. She called it Stockholm Syndrome. These people love being under the boot of government. It's mask insanity. Now, I'm going to play this video because somebody went to a drive-thru. I think this is, you sent this one to us, Tim, I think, or somebody sent this to us. And I think this is at a Starbucks. This woman pulls up to a Starbucks, and again, this is the insanity that's happening, folks. And we've all been living it. But when you press people to explain the nonsense, they can't. None of us can. And so that's when we should stop and say, "This is not working. This is all a show." So let me play this video for you guys.
Hi. You have a mask?
No, I don't.
I can give you one.
You can give me one?
I can give you one. I need you to wear a mask.
So you can hand me a mask?
I can hand you one, yeah.
But you can't hand me the drink without a mask?
You've got to wear a mask.
How does that make any sense?
That's what I just need you to wear a mask. Do you mind?
Well, if you can hand me a mask, why can't you just hand me the drink?
I can hand you the mask.
So he can hand me a mask. But he can't hand me my drink.
See, this is the insanity. No, but think about it. That person did not pause and say, "You know what, ma'am? You're making sense here. It is silly. I'm sorry." He could have said, "Look, I'm sorry. We have to. We're playing this game. I'm just following the policy here. I get it." But he's adamant and he's convinced because this is what's happening. And as Tim sends us this video of a fight that happened out in Scottsdale, Arizona. Of people who are saying get out, and now the workers at these places, they now feel like empowered to beat the shit out of somebody because they're not wearing a mask. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
Right. Well, so that whole day, see, there was more to that. The lady, the Karen that got, you know, that got her ass beat, she was standing on top of somebody, and I believe the lady said, "Hey, can you back off?" And she started screaming, and then it just escalated from there. And what you saw was, again, the camera got clicked on right as the fight happened, but they didn't get, she was in the, there was part of it that she was in the wrong.
So let me ask
social distancing is bullshit, but
yeah, let me ask you, if it was based on not wearing a mask, that, my understanding was
social distancing.
Or social distancing, which is the same. Goddamn. Okay, so you're a store. We're playing this goddamn game. I'm at a restaurant. I walk by somebody wearing a mask. The person sitting down is not wearing a mask. There is no goddamn common sense in what we're doing, guys. There is none. You see what I'm
saying? Zero.
Yeah, and it doesn't answer that. We've said this over and over again. That eventually, the way that viruses work is that eventually a certain amount of people, the populace, will get it, and this is how herd immunity happens. We can preach this until we're blue in the face, but
well, it doesn't matter if someone is stepping on your toes. It doesn't give you the authority to beat somebody up. Yeah. There's just There's no reasoning for that.
Right. But this whole thing is a shit show now. But two points I wanted to make real quick. Mm-hmm. We talk about mask work, but you have to social distance, right? You have to social distance and wear your mask. But you get on an airplane, you don't have to social distance, but have to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. I've been not wearing a mask this entire time, right? Mine is going to the grocery store here and there. I put it around my lip, whatever. It doesn't matter. But I had to literally have a mask, sit like this on a plane. They wouldn't even let me wear a neck gaiter anymore. Biden banned neck gaiters, right? So I'm wearing this medical surgical mask all through the airports, this, that. I could barely breathe, whatever. I got COVID. Riddle me that, Batman. I got COVID
wearing a mask
mm-hmm.
in my travels. Mm-hmm. Well, people will say, well, you travel. No. I haven't been staying in my house this entire time. I've been out right. in public. I've been in crowded bars. I've been in crowded restaurants. I've been in crowded houses with 15, 20, 30 people that I don't really know. You know what I mean? Okay. And I did not get nothing. I
you
get on a plane.
You sat and podcasted with your cohort yeah. over there who never told anybody. He was.
Yeah.
She was hot.
But I've been around Jesus. So many people that never wore a mask. Never got it. The one time I have to follow the rules based on some bullshit from the airlines and Biden mm-hmm. and all this other bullshit, I got COVID.
Mm. Yeah, but Tim,
yeah,
you talk about the airport, but even in the airplane, if you're eating peanuts, guess what? You can take off your mask. Mm-hmm. So you're there, you're not social distancing and you're not wearing a mask and you're eating, chomping all over the place. Shit's going to go in the air. This is, it makes no sense. Yeah. Now, this is why we've all been saying this, that the left used this as a tool. And the guy who's about to get recalled, Gavin Newsom. This guy, dude. He came. This is what he said, dude. He hinted that he doesn't intend to end the lockdowns anytime soon, and that people need to get used to the new normal, is what he called it. Because according to him, there is still inequity to rectify. You think I'm making this shit up? I am not, folks. This is what Gavin Newsom said. So you living in California, this is going to draw even a greater mass exodus from California because they don't intend to end this. Let me read to you this article, folks. This is insanity. God damn it. I guess I don't have the article.
You were talking about it being a plan. So yeah. I get Congresswoman Lesko's weekly updates. She sends out a weekly email to anybody who registers for it. Mm-hmm. And last week they passed through the House the bill to take elections away from the states and make it federal.
Yeah, H.R. 1.
And
H.R. 1.
Right. H.R. 1. And and then they went through and they legalized all of the things that they got away with this last, like the harvesting of the ballots, the removing state. And
it's gonna be challenged.
Like I said, it was all a ploy. It was all a step to continue to strip away your freedom of speech, your freedom of your body, your choice. Yeah. Right. The American people fell for it. Well, they didn't fall for it. They allowed it to happen because nobody stood up and had enough.
Nobody had the balls. Even the guy that everybody thought had the biggest set of balls didn't have enough set of balls to tell everybody, no, you're opening your state up now. He should have just did that. He would have
Trump.
He should have been an advocate for opening back up and demanding it, not crying on Twitter about it. And law. No, you did nothing. Tweeting law and order and tweeting open up. It's just words.
But see,
at this point,
I'm with you. I feel that he should not have played the game and given Fauci the platform. He should not have given Fauci, that fucking liar, a platform, because Fauci back in March was saying anybody wearing a mask should not be wearing a mask right now. This is what that cocksucker said back then. So I don't respect anything that Fauci said. So you're right, Tim. Trump should have not given these people any platform. He should have said, folks, this is just another seasonal flu. He should have said that. He should have fought this shit. But You know, what a lot of people are saying is, oh, he should have been more active. He should have gotten the military involved. He should have gotten. No, I don't want that, because then somebody else like a Biden would do that. And now we would be saying, well, no, federal government, you have way too much power. And look, the silver lining in this whole thing is that there was a transition for the Democratic Party, because now the Republicans can fight this, can fight the federal government overreach, this whole mandates and all this bullshit. It needs to end. And I wanted to mention these facts here because, see, this is what nobody is talking about. The people who were least affected by the virus, the young, are those who are paying the highest consequence. Let me show you these statistics here, folks. Let me show you the statistics. Overdose in this last year has gone up, skyrocketed, 119%. Overdoses, anxiety, 94%, depression, skyrocketed. I agree with these numbers. This is real.
And these this are doesn't in, mention let's be suicide. Specific. Wait yep. a minute. That yep. yeah, but hold on. Let's be specific, because that chart does say that's teens. 13 to 18 years old. 13 mm-hmm. to 18 years old.
Yeah, he said teens. So, he didn't say adults.
I said the young people are the least affected
youngest.
By this.
Yeah.
But they're the ones who are feeling suffering exactly this shit.
Well, and another thing they're not talking about is that just came out in the beginning. They were like, they were trying to say COVID is an equity. It attacks minorities, but all this shit that it's COVID's racist. No, they came out and they said
how
that.
Would they justify that?
But then people were like, wait a minute, this thing is affecting people that are obese. Mm-hmm. Right, more that than like the people that are hitting the hospitals and getting the severe symptoms, they're very obese and have more underlying conditions right. based on the obesity. Mm-hmm. Then it came out, the CDC says, oh yeah, from our numbers, yeah, the people that were hit the highest, like from like the 10 out of the 12 counties they looked at, oh yeah, it was like the highest obesity rates.
Right.
So I'm like. So everyone's like, so COVID's not racist, right? Because what you were trying to say is that we need to stop all this because, you know, it's affecting minority. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, I can find anything that can affect minority. This beer bottle. Oh, it's brown. It affects people.
I can't believe you just said that, you racist son of a bitch.
They won't criticize that, Tim. You know why they won't come up with those statistics? Because remember what was happening during that time. Body positivity. Oh, you can't shame somebody who's 500 pounds. No. In fact, they were, what was it? The underwear company that had that fucking obese
Victoria's
woman
Secret.
Had that fucking hippopotamus on. And it's like, bro, you cannot promote this.
Oh my God.
No, I you think I'm kidding, but I'm not. No, this bitch is fucking fat and obese.
Oh,
you're unhealthy. No, but they were promoting this shit, and those are the people who are going to be the most affected by this. Okay, and look, this is coming from somebody who's a little bit overweight. You know, my
little bit. You know what
I mean? I enjoy a few burgers, but I'm not going to be I'm not trying to play this body positivity bullshit. Yes, it's unhealthy. No, let's not make excuses for it. I'm not the one posing in front of fucking underwear companies, and I'm not advocating for this shit. I'm not. There needs to be some shaming that needs to happen in order, if you want to live a healthy life, if you want to avoid COVID, live healthier.
Sports Illustrated.
Do you want to know the last successful shaming campaign that this country has invested in? Anti-smoking.
Yeah.
You used to be able. No, I'm serious. You used to be able to shame
that I just remember the ad that I saw. Are they smoking or are they gay? Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
go ahead. Basically, you know, the entire country got behind the idea that smoking is bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we had zero issues with shaming people. Oh, mm-hmm. You want to smoke? You got to go outside. Go outside.
Yeah. I know it sucked.
You go outside. Go outside.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, outside's not far enough. No, you have to go 70 feet away from the entrance. And it just shame. We shamed everybody into not smoking.
Yep.
And everyone was fine with
fucking
it.
Fucking cocksucker.
No, but now you can't. More people.
Now the only people that you can shame are white males. This is the only people that you can shame.
Yeah. Good luck.
Christian white men.
Yeah. But, and so it's just, I want to know. how many people die? Who dies more?
They don't
this year?
Talk about those
smokers
numbers, Jeremy.
Or obese.
They
obese,
will never talk about those numbers because obesity is, again, it's inequitable, right? Because in the way the Democrats see, people never talk about this. Like, let's be real. Let's look at, you know, because I watched a few documentaries back in the day on this, right? And it was a perfect example, right? They were like, hey, in a black community, right? The kids go in and everything is 99 cents for the great drink, the cereal, everything that's bad mm-hmm. for you is cheap.
Yes.
And the guy working there, you know, he had like a salad and whatnot. And the kid was like, this isn't real. This is reality. He was like, what is that? He's like, oh, it's I think it was broccoli and something else. And he's like, what? Wow. And the kid just looked and he's like, yeah, he's like, I eat this. It's healthy. But they don't educate because they make everything cheap.
Right.
You know, not even Coca-Cola. You know, it's Coca-Cola. You know what I mean? And it's shit. It's full of sugar.
Yeah.
And now these communities are getting bigger and bigger and bigger because shit is cheap. Shit that's good for you is too expensive. Shit that's bad for you is cheap. Well, it should be the opposite.
So I read the National Geographics fairly regularly. Well, right up until they came out with their BLM, Antifa. Yeah. The African tribe ones, the ones that hang all the way down to their waistline, and the peepees are out on the men.
I've definitely snapped a few.
Anyways,
exactly.
Yeah, those are still there. They had, oh my God.
Yeah. As a kid, no fucking Playboy. Done.
What do you do? National Geographic. Hey, man. Hey, desperate times calls for desperate men. Measures, I mean.
Hey, I was 13 years old. You know what I'm saying?
I'm bringing you some of those.
Not now. I got fucking
tribal women. Anyways, they had like a 5-page article about the obesity in America and how it coincides to welfare.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
In all of these pictures, I'm reading the article and it's talking about diet and blah, 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 and America's issues. And I'm reading the article and I'm in every picture, every single picture. I have it at home. It shows the family. The families are all obese. Mom has got her face all pierced up. Tattoos all over her body. The kids are crawling around on the filthiest of floors. And they're talking about the correlation. And they're talking about how these women don't work. They're being supported by the government. Mm. The food that's being given to them. And then they're trying to bitch about how they put lockdowns on what kind of food you could buy with your state welfare monies.
You go Jack in the Box.
Yeah. And yeah, your EBT. And this was before they called it EBT. Like this is a few years ago. But I'm reading this article. And at the time, I was a single mom with three and working my butt off to do what I had to do. And I'm watching and I'm looking at this going, this is disgusting. And the magazine itself, now thinking back, almost was praising the way the families were making ends meet on the state programs and the way they were living.
I've shared this story
instead of shaming them.
I've shared this story many times, and but this is true, and it needs to be said over and over again because it's gotten even worse. But this is a direct result of Democrats and their good intentions. And I'm not going to share it again, but it's that cat story, right? That I always say we create this because our hearts go out to people. But then what happens is you create a society that no longer is wanting a handout. They're demanding the handout. And this reminds me of another story that I always share, which is this. I remember I used to take this road to work all the time. And I used to see this one homeless guy all the time. I would never give this person money. One time I see this guy and he's another guy and he's washing windows. You know, for every car. And he's asking after he watches the window. I said, there's a guy, he's working. He's earning his living. I gave that guy money. Now, listen to this. Okay. So then I remember going to Israel. And in Israel, they kind of do the same thing with Palestinians. They give them money. And these people, the tourists, they give these people money. And so then they feel like they demand this. I remember we there's again, what were they called? Peddlers? He's asking for money. What are those called? Beggars?
I guess. Yeah, peddlers. Panhandlers.
Panhandlers, exactly. Yeah. So he you know, he's out there. He's asking for money. And I was with the crew that I was in, you know, there's a woman who was in our crew, and she rolls down her window, and we have American money, and she had American, we had just exchanged, and she had quarters, American quarters. She pulled out, she probably had like $2-3 worth of quarters, maybe $5, gives it to him. Now this guy looks at the quarters, doesn't recognize them, and throws it in her face. Yeah. And she's shocked. Everybody's like, what the hell is this guy? And he's like, no, you know, he's demanding. And that's what we've created. And I see this over and over again with people who rely on this thing, who are angry, who are at these places demanding, why is their check late? Why is this? Why is that? What? You should be grateful that society is helping you out. But no, but see, this is what we create. We've created these people who now are not grateful for it. Now it's our responsibility because, hey, you're well off. I deserve this. We've created this. It's terrible.
So in the month of February, the numbers just came out. In the month of February, over 100,000 illegal immigrants have come into the United States. Okay.
Jesus.
Now you want to know one of the shortcomings of this COVID bill? Why they lowered the money for people who can get it? Because they're eligible for COVID relief. They're getting a check. The minute they come over, they are eligible. And the fact is, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We have to keep everything locked down, right? I mean, last I checked, you say lockdowns, pandemic. Why would 100,000 people from countries that don't have the medicine that we have and, you know, whatever, just come on over. And they were like, not even getting tested. Not even getting tested.
Yeah,
and
racist.
I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, no, you mean to tell me?
I saw in a Spanish report, sorry to interrupt you, but I saw in a Spanish report, they said, oh, they tested you. Yeah, you have COVID. Yes. Are they going to? No. So they have COVID and they're letting them stay. So it's not that they're not even getting tested. Some of them are getting tested, dude, and they have it.
Yeah. Once they get through DHS. So like somebody like a bunch of families got through. They were in tech. They were in a, you know, in one of the border towns, and they went to the doctor. They got tested. And that's why they're like Greyhound and everybody's demanding the DHS and everybody like, look, we have the contract. If you want to use our bus, you need to test these people before they get on a bus because you're putting our people in fucking danger. Now,
that's insanity.
You know what I mean?
Who's putting who in danger?
So Greyhound basically has the contract, I guess, with DHS for the buses to
bus the immigrants in.
Yeah, from illegals. DHS into the border towns.
Okay.
And so Greyhound is like, you guys need to test it. And DHS is like, fuck you, I'm not doing it. Because now that costs people money. My tax dollars now for 100,000 people, and it's only going to get more.
Yeah, it's the first month.
Kids can't go to school, but they turn around for these detention centers and say, oh, you know what? Because we have such an overflow that we can't handle, you can open at 100%. Wait a minute. An immigration detainment facility can open at 100%, but these little fucking kids cannot go to fucking school because some little fucking little liberal twat bag can't fucking... She can go on vacation, but she doesn't want to teach a kid because she wants to sit in front of her fucking TV and get fat, eating bonbons and
They're
shit.
They're still going on
Fuck
vacation.
That shit.
Huh?
They're still going on vacation.
This shit got me so fucking angry. Exactly, because you
we
know
let
why?
It happen.
Because what because Republicans, we take the high road. We beat them with policy, and we're going to beat them in elections. Get the fuck out of here.
That's why I'm loving what Trump is doing. Trump is using his public, what are those called? When he announces, he's using it like Twitter.
Yeah. You know, everybody was talking about that. Like, wait a minute. Is Trump sending out these communications as like him tweeting? And then people are like, yeah.
Yeah. Trump is using out his official communication letters as tweets because everybody obviously disseminates it as soon as they get it. And it's like, Trump is tweeting again. It's great. I love it. So let's get into Jesus Christ. Another aspect of our society that is just in decay right now. Mm. Cancel culture. So let's talk about what happened this past week. every and honestly, we're gonna have to make it a weekly thing of the latest, the list of the latest things that the liberals are now trying to cancel. And we'll start off with a few of them. Dr. Seuss canceled. The publisher has stopped selling six of his books. Yeah, because apparently, he used to be racist, and therefore we're not going to sell his books because he made books that were not just for kids. There were some adult books. Oh, they stopped selling that. Oh, because that's not for kids. Well, he never said they were for fucking kids. It's like you I saw this meme that. Sorry, Tim. I'll let you talk right now. But I saw this meme. We're banning all this shit, you know. And by the way, Michelle Obama just a few years ago was reading Dr. Seuss books to kids. Okay, it wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem back then. This is just escalating. It's escalating exponentially right now. But I saw this meme that said, "We're banning all this stuff, Mr. Potato Head, Dr. Seuss." But the song that got an award this year. Or last year, was Cardi B's Wet Ass Pussy. And I'm saying the word, folks, because WAP, the song. And people are saying, well, Dr. Seuss books are influential to kids. I guarantee you, and I saw this again in the meme, I guarantee you, kids know the lyrics to WAP more often than they know the lyrics to a Dr. Seuss book rhyme.
Yep.
They just do. This is the reality. So you're lying. We're lying to ourselves here when we're not acknowledging that we're promoting garbage, bullshit songs that, you know, every now and then we all jam to while we let them take away this shit. And we'll talk about everything else that's getting banned. But Tim, I know you want to say something.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I mean, if a publisher decides to say, you know what, it's an outdated book, because they do, the publishers stop. No, releasing book all the time. So Dr. Seuss, the Cat in the Hat, the Green Eggs and Ham and all that didn't get canceled. And that's where Kevin McCarthy, he tried being slick. And that this is where I do not like people
Green
like
Eggs
him.
And Ham. Green Eggs
he
and Ham.
He sat there and read Green Eggs and Ham. Green Eggs and Ham was not one of the books that got deleted or canceled.
Right.
Why did he not read?
But
if he really wanted to make a stand, well, hold on. If you really want to make a stand in cancel culture and expose what, like, really, is this really as bad as you're saying, he should have read one of those books. So the problem is so many people hear the word Dr. Seuss got canceled. Not all his books got canceled, guys. So we have to stay on that premise of.
Let me ask you this question.
The kids' books.
Let me ask you a question. Are you okay with books being canceled?
Look, it's a business. If you're not, aspect
let's
of.
Let's be honest.
No, but hold on.
That's
hold
not
on,
why
hold
it was
on,
canceled,
hold on.
Though.
Hold on. Yeah, right. But if you're not, look, as a business, if these books aren't selling, if you nobody's okay, buying it, if there's not a demand for
we're
it,
we're
then,
being dishonest. No. That's not why they were canceled. That's not why they were canceled.
No, but they were being canceled for. I didn't even know these books existed until
eBay stopped selling. Exactly. Because it got in the spotlight. eBay stopped selling six of his books. You're right. It's not the common books that we know. And I said that, right? These were books made for adults. But they're canceling it because they called Dr. Seuss racist. Now, we're being disingenuous here when we're saying, well, it's a business and they can do what they want. Okay, sure. Right. But we are, as a society, we're staying quiet and we're not making our voices heard and doing more than we should be. Because eBay stopped selling
this shit. I got my Dr. Seuss shirt, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying in general, right? eBay stopped selling this shit. These books, six of Dr. Seuss's books. But guess what eBay is still selling? You can go search for it. Guess what book? Okay. Now, the book that I'm going to mention to you guys, the guy who wrote this book is responsible for close to 11 million people being killed in concentration camps.
Mein Kampf.
That book they won't ban. And if you want to talk about books that are influential, right? What is right now taking over Europe, South America? It's this in America, even America, the United States. We have a freaking sitting vice president who espouses to socialist ideas. So, and we want to talk about what's influential and what's not.
You
six books from Dr. Seuss that nobody, like you said, nobody heard about get banned. but Mein Kampf doesn't. This is a lie that, and so I understand what you're saying, Tim. You are searching for the truth, but here's the problem that happens when we become the Republican Party who says, you know what, we are gonna abide by these da 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 da. The other side is not playing your game. They are not.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Look, when people call for cancellation, look, we all see this. You know how you cancel something? You just don't buy it. You know what I'm saying? And eventually it goes away, right? Now, everywhere you go, you know, we're going to get into the next characters in a minute because I'm going to let you talk about that. But we can look at every little thing. I could say Bill Clinton needs to be fucking canceled because he got a fucking blowjob in the fucking White House and lied about it.
Yep.
He fucking basically raped the bitch. But, oh, he's a good fucking guy. No! Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton should be canceled based on their cult, on their count, their fucking cancellations.
Yep.
Andrew Cuomo should be canceled, but they're sticking up for him. They're sticking up for this fucking guy going, oh, there's a, that didn't really happen. They're just, one of them is a, you know, is a known agitator. Oh, really? Hashtag me too. Fucking Brett Kavanaugh, you want to fucking cut his balls off and him not be confirmed because some fucking ugly twat said when she was 13 years old, he fucking raped her in high school. And then the guy's like, I got journals of everything. Nobody keeps a journal of your whole life. You went against this guy, humiliated him on the live stage in front of his fucking family, his peers, and everything else because some lady that nobody would ever fucking rape because she's so fucking ugly.
Wow.
Would believe that she is telling the truth, but six people have now come out and said Cuomo
a
new one just came out and basically said Cuomo put his hand up her dress and basically finger banged her. But that's okay because Andrew Cuomo locked down New York State, has draconian laws, it tells you he knows what's good for you, and he's a fucking nice guy. A fucking cocksucker. These cocksuckers should be canceled.
Let's talk about their leader, their fearless leader who's asleep in the basement all the time. Mr. Pedophile in Chief himself, Mr. Grabber McGrabberson, who fucking groping kids on camera. Like, I mean, this is the guy. And he doesn't get canceled.
His own vice president called him a fucking racist.
Yes.
In the debate. Yes. And that got erased. The fuck are these dumb fucking people voting and sticking up for this guy when his own vice president, who is a minority, says you're a fucking racist, but you tell me, nah, he's really not racist. He apologized. No, you're a fucking racist, you dumb cunt.
Yeah. He even himself admits it that he was racist. He's like, oh, this new generation is not like us. Like, what's how? Biden? Racist?
Sorry, yeah, remember
the commercial? Anyways, so we're going to talk about what the New York Times, they're going after Pepe Le Pew now. Because Pepe Le Pew, you guys remember Pepe Le Pew?
Yes, Le Pew? Of course.
Uh-huh. Pepe Le Pew,
thirsty
as motherfucker.
That pursued the cat. Right, you remember this? He was always thirsty for the
of course.
Oh God! And now
he wanted pussy.
He promotes rape culture. This again, cancel culture. And again, like I just said, the guy who has been caught on camera multiple times. He puts his fucking foot in his mouth. He says, "I like children more than I like adults." Give me a fucking break. This guy, if Trump would have said that, crucified. Now, cancel culture has also removed all black people from products, from all these products. You remember Lando Lakes, they removed the Indian. Aunt Jemima, they removed Aunt Jemima. Uncle Ben.
Yeah, call her Aunt Jemima anymore.
They got rid of Uncle Ben. And so somebody made a TikTok video that is very clever and said, look, folks, the Democrats are the same party from a long time ago who hated blacks and they don't want to see blacks. Now you go to a store and all you see are the white characters in all the products and the black characters are all gone.
I want Wendy's canceled. That little bitch. I want little Debbie.
Canceled?
Canceled.
Let's go. Okay. What else have they done?
Punky Keeper Brewster. Elves.
This is how woke
canceled.
This is how woke they've become. Supermarkets have started putting a purple tag next to products that are produced by Black and Hispanic owned businesses. You think I'm making this shit up? I'm not, dude. So then,
who's
what
doing
is it?
This?
Supermarkets. Major supermarkets are doing this. People are. Let me show you.
Okay, multiple companies.
Yeah, yeah. So let me show you a picture of this shit because you need to see this. This is what you're seeing. This is what they're seeing. Black owned. So somebody posted, a Black guy posted a video saying, "I'm not buying this shit." he's like, okay. Because think about it, right? This is the very similar to the segregation. These are the Black bathrooms. This is where the colored go. This is what they're doing. This is the Jewish star. This is the Jewish star, folks. This is they're saying, hey guys, these products were made for Blacks. If somebody who was racist didn't even had no idea, right? You see what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, we got to stay away from this. They're promoting this shit, dude. And then they say, oh, see,
what's
why are people
bad
not
is,
buying it?
And they're so like they don't even see the Black community doesn't even realize and see that they are being targeted just like the Jewish community during the Nazi era. What the fuck do they think is going to happen?
People,
what
will
level
say,
do they think it's going to go to? It is literally out of the history books that you have decided to cancel.
So what's interesting to that point, once again, people will say, you're crazy white devil bitch. Mm-hmm. That's what they will say. Mm-hmm. Right? No. But hold on. A year ago, when we were having conversations saying with this COVID shit, what everything they were going to do, based on the lockdowns and where they were going and all this shit, everything that conservatives has said was going to happen is happening right the fuck now. Yeah. So you can take that conspiracy bullshit because here's the deal. You know what you're saying? No, I'm not going to fucking keep people down. I'm not going to fucking kiss people's ass. You know, if you're an asshole, I don't care what color you are. But when you start making everything about this, you are creating a division. And then when everybody starts choosing sides and you're like, oh, they're all right here. Oh, gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I can control you. This thing is about fucking control, man.
Yeah, like we said last time, they create a permanent bottom class that is always going to be relying on the savior. Guess who's the savior? The Democratic Party. Yeah.
But they blame capitalism now.
Yeah. Target went even as far as, but we've said this about capitalism, that businesses will sell their own mothers for a profit. And that comes from Prager. It's true. They will sell their own mothers for a profit. So they're amoral, right? We cannot rely on a company to make a moral decision. This is why we as a society need to make sure that we put people there who are going to make the, anyway, Target on their website has started segregating products on their website based on Black-owned businesses. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. They're doing this shit. Google it. Find it. If you're listening to this show, go to Target's website and just say Black-owned business products, and you'll see that they have a whole page dedicated to this shit. This is, and they sell it to Blacks and minorities as, this is what you want. You want segregation. It's the same Democratic platform, just a different century. It's the same shit. Disney right now is eating itself. They've censored Dumbo and Peter Pan from their lineup.
From the children's profiles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're censoring. They haven't removed it, but they're saying, hey, if you really need to see this, if you really want to see this, you can get it, but you have to do a certain things to your profile in order to be able to see it.
Yeah.
But again, it's Dumbo. We are losing our fucking goddamn minds. But that's cancel culture for you. Yeah.
But you can watch Star Wars, which technically we all like pew pew. That is one of the most violent fucking shows out there because it's all about killing.
Yeah.
It really is. It's about power, greed. It's basically, you're watching it in real time. You're watching the Supreme Leader up there doing whatever the fuck he's doing to try to take over. We're literally living Star Wars right now. It's going to start coming down to the pew, pew, pew soon.
Every time they blew up a Death Star or a planet in that, they killed millions, billions of people.
And that's okay because it's fiction, science, and sci-fi. Okay. But a kid can watch that and that's okay. But a kid reading a fucking Dr. Seuss or a fucking watching Pepe Le Pew, like that kid's going to go rape people. I watch Pepe Le Pew all the time. I don't go up to fucking girls fucking put my fingers in that goddamn vagina. You know what I mean?
Oh, maybe that's why you're
unwarranted. Unwarranted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, some other thirsty fuck might have been influenced by Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. I guess we just found out Tim's move. That's his move. That's what he did.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, yes. I didn't look at cartoons and be like, oh, I'm going to go fucking do that to a female. So, because you know why? Because you know why I didn't do anything stupid as a kid? Because you know what my parents told me? You don't do shit like that. When you get told what's right and wrong,
so,
and you get a lesson, be like, hey, you treat women with respect. You do not fucking touch women randomly.
That's what made it funny. Because you knew that he was acting as he should not have been acting. The same thing with Wile E. Coyote. Does that mean kids are now going to go out and throw a freaking iron, whatever, on a, you know what I mean? Like, no, this is, or make TNT bombs. And no, we knew.
Tango, if you're going to cancel anything, it would be Wile E. Coyote.
Here's the deal. But you know what doesn't get canceled?
Kids aren't watching Looney Tunes anymore. Kids are playing
Grand Theft Auto,
playing video game Grand Theft Auto in Minecraft and blowing shit up and killing prostitutes and the police and. But yeah,
us owning guns is the reason why kids are shooting.
I sold all my guns.
I lost mine in a yachting accident.
That's weird. How
boating,
that happened.
Boating accident.
Yeah,
all the ammo just happened to be with it too.
I went out of town for a couple of days and I came back and they were just all gone. I don't know what happened.
House was ransacked.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. All right, so with all this that's been happening, right? All this cancel culture and wokeness and bullshit. Two people who can't seem to get out of the limelight, the spotlight. They keep mysteriously getting back in there because no publicity is the bad publicity. Billionaire black woman and millionaire royals sit down to talk about how hard their lives are, folks. I'm going to play you this excerpt of this and we'll discuss it. This is.
And people feel sorry for them. Yeah. This is what's crazy. People like
a visibly pregnant Duchess of Sussex told Oprah Winfrey her royal life in London left her suicidal.
I just didn't want to be alive anymore. And that was a very clear and real and frightening.
She's going to get into why. Okay.
Constant thought.
Why she became suicidal.
And I remember how he just cradled me and I went to the institution and I said that I needed to go somewhere to get help.
By the way, do you guys know what she's talking about? Does anybody not know what she's talking about?
The institution, the queen.
No. What I'm saying is that Jeremy, do you know what she went through? Have you heard?
Okay,
so you overheard. Okay, so I mean, I was thinking, should I let this play out? But if you already know, okay, that supposedly when she became pregnant, that the royal crown, somebody representing them, was concerned about the race of the child and whether or not let's play it out because I don't want to make shit up and I don't want to take it out of context.
I've never felt this way before and I need to go somewhere. And I was told that I couldn't, that it wouldn't be good for the institution.
So were you thinking of harming yourself? Were you having suicidal thoughts?
Yes. This was very, very clear.
The young family sharing a video from a Californian beach. But Meghan says before she had baby Archie, there were conversations about his status in the royal family and about his race.
In those months when I was pregnant, all around this same time. So we have in tandem the conversation of he won't be given security. He's not going to be given a title. And also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What?
Oprah's face.
And you're not going to tell me who had the conversation.
I'll let this play out.
I think that would be very damaging to them.
Well, what is particularly striking is what Megan shared with us earlier, is that no one wants to admit that there's anything about race or that race has played a role the trolling and the vitriol. What was that conversation?
That conversation I'm never going to share. But at the time, it was awkward. I was a bit shocked.
Can you tell us what the question was?
No, I'm not comfortable sharing that.
The strain, Harry and Meghan say, ultimately driving them away from the UK and from the royal family.
When we were in Canada, I had three conversations with my grandmother and two conversations with my father before he stopped taking my calls. By that point, I took matters into my own hands. It was like, I need to do this for my family.
The couple say the British press played a major role. A story about Meghan making Kate cry, one of many Meghan says was untrue.
Was there a situation where she might have cried or she could have cried?
No, the reverse happened.
Crucially, the couple say they felt unprotected. The scars are clear.
You said that you love your brother and always will love your brother. You didn't tell me what the relationship is now, though.
The relationship is space at the moment. And, you know, time heals all things, hopefully.
He's such a beta male.
He is. He's such a cuck. Okay, so
a piece of shit, his father.
Yeah, let's unravel this because, okay, so here's what I'm going to say about this, because I can almost guess. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. And let's say she had this conversation with somebody who represented the royal family about the race of the child. Okay. Let's just say this conversation happened and that drove her to be suicidal, a suicidal millionaire living in a mansion.
Billionaire.
Yeah, exactly. So let's think about the concept of royalty. It always historically has to do with bloodline. Does it not? I promise you, this is what probably was the conversation, right? This is how it used to work in the past. Britain still has this type of, what do they call it? It's not even necessarily a monarchy, but they have them there as just what? For show?
It's a monarchy. So first of all, let's back up for a second. We're forgetting one very crucial part to this whole thing. Okay. There's no way in God's green earth that they would have been married and she would have been given her title.
Yeah,
if there was an issue or a concern about the race of her or her child born to her and Harry. I'm sorry. The Queen, the Parliament, the whole institution, as she likes to call it, would have never condoned the marriage and would have never given them all of the publicity that they received and given the acceptance and the warmth and the title that she carries. That would have never happened. And we know that to be a fact. During this queen's lifetime, her uncle was stripped of his royal privileges because of the decisions he made when he abdicated the throne. We know this. This is to be fact, and this is to be true. So the mere fact, the mere idea that Oprah and anybody else in the whole bloody world is entertaining this to be truth, you're fucking morons.
Right.
Go ahead. Congratulate yourself for being another fucking idiot about facts in history. It's out there. Do your history.
See, they're milking this, and Meghan is playing the role of a lifetime here.
Yes. Yeah, and let's not forget that Harry and Meghan chose to walk away from the royal family.
And now they're angry.
They chose to walk away from the royal family. You get what you get.
She's that typical, you know, when you watch those movies, where you get that evil woman, and we've all dated them, or you, in your case, married some of them
one. What?
Yeah. So, like, she reminds me of, like, you ever see a hand that rocks the cradle? You know what I mean? She reminds me of that.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, you know, that.
Crazy, I mean, fucking, yeah.
Or,
single white female is another one. That has
like,
that
she's
shit.
Got that written all over. She's like,
oh, this guy's a beta male. He's got all this money. He's probably never really, you know, he's never really fucked a, you know, somebody that knows how to fuck. You know what I'm saying? So
Jesus.
She put that wop down on him.
Oh,
she put that wop down on him for the money. She infiltrated the family. And you know what probably happened? They probably said, no, bitch, he's a beta male. You're not pulling that shit. And she tells him, we need to go because mommy doesn't like. And she made up. I've seen this with women. She's that typical woman that broke. Yeah. For the money.
She manipulated him. And now that they've been cut off, they're now upset. And they're like, well, we need to do everything that we need to do to be back in the limelight.
They weren't cut off. They walked away from the money. Look, you guys, let's go back.
Realizes that they didn't walk away from the money. He has millions of dollars that he inherited from his mom.
I understand, but walked away from the royal family's money and their support.
Does the royal family actually have money?
Yes.
Or is it just money that is given to them by
they got that
no they have they have businesses and they have that they have those and by the way, if you want to see it, you can go and sit and you're a lazy ass in front of the fucking Netflix and they'll show you the whole shebang, how they made their money, how they make their money, because there were periods of time when the government, the parliament, United Kingdom took away the funding to their family and they had to rely on their businesses and their investments. So this is again, people, you're getting sucked in to
I could care
lies
less about
and
them.
Bullshit.
If they fucking drove off a cliff and died and they right. went to Oregon and fucking suicided themselves, I could care less. They have no bearing on my life, but because Oprah did it and now everyone's like, oh, you see, we have problems all over the world.
My only
rich
point
people
to bring it
talking
up.
About exactly. having oppression.
Exactly.
I can't listen to rich people
Fuck.
Talking about being oppressed. Sorry.
Fuck out of it. Exactly.
I go to work every
Bullshit.
Day. I feel oppressed.
Right. So let's move on to the next topic, because I wanted to mention, because this was all over the press for, you know, the last few days. So I needed to mention it and just, you know, make people aware this is where we stand on this issue. Now, another thing that made news was a couple of days, or was it in the last few days, Biden's German shepherds have been they've been banned from the White House. Biden's dogs were expelled from the White House after what the Biden administration described as a minor incident with the president's security detail. The younger dog, apparently, I think he named him Lion Dog Face Pony Soldier or something. Sorry, no. What did Biden call him? Lion Dog Face Pony Soldier. Sorry, not kidding. All right, so he had to be sent back to Delaware because bad behavior. And now he bit one of his Biden security tail. Now, if you guys remember, Biden recently, I think it was about 3 months ago, he had an issue where I think he was playing with one of the same dogs. And remember, he broke his ankle, fractured his ankle, some bullshit. And he hurt. Yeah. And so in my opinion, there's something more to the story. And I think what just happened, his dogs being sent back, reveals a couple things about this. And we've had this discussion. Now, you think about who Biden is. Biden is the leader of the free world. This guy's got a lot of money. The Ukraine gave him a lot of money. Okay.
China.
You're telling me he can't afford to get the best training for his dogs? Like, what? Now, to me, okay, so let's think about dogs, right? How, you know, for those of you who watch Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, one of the things that I think is going on here is his dogs probably don't see Joe Biden as the pack leader, right? They feel that he's somebody that they need to protect. Or the dogs are feeding off of the distrust Biden has for his security detail, right? Dogs feed off of that. They sense that shit, right? If you're uncertain about somebody, your dog knows it before you do. You're like, oh shit, I need to protect my master. So there's, or, and maybe even a third reason, which is his dogs
No, Biden's mind is going or probably gone. And they get nervous around him. This is just how dogs react. If their owner's nervous, they get nervous. And again, like I said, even with all those, you know, those millions, why can't he afford to get the best training for a dog? It's just so weird to me.
Yeah, unfortunately, those dogs are probably on the way to, you know, North Korea for somebody's dinner night. A gift to the Chinese government.
Stop it. I don't know. Like, I feel like there's got to be something going on here more than that. And they just try to brush it off.
Hey, man, they even had their own official Twitter account. You know, Pautis. Yeah, somebody on my dime was being paid to tweet from their account Pautis. And talk like a dog.
Jesus.
I'm glad they're out of the fucking thing.
Next.
I'm glad because everyone's like, oh, it's so nice to see German Shepherds again in the Oval Office. Then he goes bite somebody. This is why you don't have, there's too many people. Like, next. They don't belong in the Oval Office. You want to have them on the grounds and they can go run around and shit on the bushes? Great. But in the Oval Office where you conduct business, sorry. We do this show right here. Guess what? You know, 99% of the time, you know what my dog is? Not in here. He's sleeping or licking his balls or something like that. You know what I mean? But he ain't in here.
Yeah, he knows better.
He refused
his balls.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we're going to leave it there.
I got one more thing. I got a bone to pick, and you guys are going to enjoy this one. So when we talk about taking a stand, right? You know, there's times when you have to, sometimes when they say you just have to suck it up because it's family and it's the right thing to do, or, you know, you got to set your pride aside.
Yep.
So the wonderful communist country of New York now has new rules. I sent it out. I don't know if I sent it to you guys, but I sent it out to a bunch of people. So to go to a sporting event at Madison Square Garden through Ticketmaster, the new rules are you have to buy your tickets online. You have to make sure they're reserved and all this stuff. Then you have to fill out a health questionnaire before you go. Then before you go, you have to take a COVID test or show proof of the vaccine. So now we are now walking around in New York with a guard that says you've been vaccinated, okay? The thing that they said would never happen because it's America is happening. So now, fast forward to, you know, that was early last week. Fast forward to later in the week. I think it was Thursday or Friday. I was asked by, you know, a specific person in my family, hey, are you coming home for, you know, my little sister's wedding? I was like, she's like, she's been trying to get, I was like, I haven't heard nothing from her. You know, I don't know. She's hit me up on Facebook. Because I don't have Facebook anymore. So I said, I haven't got a text. And she's like, no, she said, I would have responded. And she's like, oh yeah, you know, the wedding is going to be nice. It's in this hall, you know, but yeah, you know, make sure, you know, you're going to have to show proof of vaccine or a negative test. I was like, oh, I'm not going. What do you mean you're not going? I said, I am not going to New York to go to a wedding that's private and have to show proof of a COVID test or a vaccine. So I'm not doing that. Well, you went to St. Thomas. I said, I bought my stuff before they changed the rules where they said you had to take a COVID test. But you're going basically into a different country. Even though they're a territory, you're going into basically a different country. They have different rules over there because they're trying to keep their people. I can respect that. I'm going to a private wedding.
In America.
In America. I'm not going, you know, on a plane to go to an island that's basically a different country that, you know, that doesn't even have paved roads, you know.
Barely paved.
I mean, shit, New York, they're barely paved too.
there you go.
To go to a wedding.
Don't worry, Pelosi's gonna fix
that
for you guys.
To go to a family event, I now have to show proof of a COVID test? I said, fuck, dude. I don't think she's talking to me anymore.
Oh, God, really?
I really don't think.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And I said, you don't think this is a problem? No, I mean, it's nothing. It's minor. You just do a little test. So it's not about taking the test. I said, it's the fact that I got to now walk around and show. I said, so now what? They start with that. Yeah. To go to a wedding, to go to a game. Now to go on a plane. Oh, now to go to a grocery store. Now to go. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to show proof. Everywhere I go, like, wait a minute, like, don't understand this whole concept of lists.
You have to have your papers.
Exactly.
So now, so that we, so that to make it easier for these enforcers, for these Gestapo, You know what? Just wear a star on your arm. That way we know who are the ones who are either immune. Let's do that. Oh, well, it's not that bad, guys.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question. Do you have to show proof of vaccination before you can vote?
We're going to get into HR1 next week.
I want to talk into this. No voter ID. You're allowed to do ballot harvesting.
Same day registration.
Every state law, gone.
Nope.
But it's no longer it's being mandated by the state. It's federal.
It's not constitutional.
They are rewriting the Constitution right in front of our eyes, and people are like, "Yeah, this is a good thing."
No,
well, by fail. Next and the next time we get together, we'll also know what they're doing about the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment this week is up on the to have.
Don't worry. In 25 days, he's going to get 25th. He's going to go through all the amendments that he can fuck up, and then he'll...
They'll challenge us in the courts. And I think this is why I say this is the silver lining in this, because if this shit would have happened under a Republican administration, most states would have, like they did with Trump, like Tim said earlier. You know, Trump was doing all this shit. You know, he was allowing all this shit. He should have been a little bit more firm. I agree with you, Tim. But I think that some states didn't fight him on it because he was a Republican. Well, now you don't have a Republican. And if you saw it in the bill that they just tried to pass, all of them held a line. Zero Republican votes for that shit.
Well, I think they're starting to realize, too, like, uh-oh, mm-hmm. Trump ain't going away. He's the leader of the party. So if they're staying in line because they want to stay in power. But he said he was going to go to Alaska and primary the shit out of fucking Murkowski, whatever her name is.
He's
like,
yep.
Donald Murkowski, you imagine Donald Trump going to Alaska wearing one of them little fucking Eskimo jackets?
I love it. Yeah, he's going to go there. He's going to go to Utah. I'm telling you, he's going to get a fan. They're all gone. All these people who oppose them, who try to impeach him, they're gone. Okay.
But that was my little riff, and I'm done.
Good. That's good shit. Good shit. All right. So like we do on every episode, got to end it on a funny note. What do we got for us today? All right, let's start off with this
one. Well, sir, I have your results here, and... excuse me, doctor. It is ma'am? Ah. Ma'am, you have testicular cancer.
ma'am, you got testicular cancer. All right. Here's
I think we may have lost Timmy over here.
I'm gonna go to the gynecologist to get my fucking prostate check now.
All right, stimulus checks coming your way.
Joe Biden promised everyone $2,000, and he's gonna deliver on those $1,400 checks. So be on the lookout for $800 coming your way. Because when Joe Biden promises you $200, that's a promise kept.
That's great. I love that. Promises made. That is great. All right. I think Trump is going to play a big role. I think this is the silver lining. We get a chance to regroup. We needed this. Wake us up. I think Republicans need to wake up first before we can wake up the rest of the country, because when we got idiots like Romney and Murkowski, and we need a clean house, and it's coming. All right, we'll leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms or the ones you can find us on. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content, and we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
See ya.
No, my lord.
Oh, that was
very inspirational.